Fall favorites are here, and so are amazing deals at Amazon. You'll save so much on early holiday beauty gifts, like hair care, makeup, and skincare. You'll have money left over to get your bro the big bottle of cologne. Just remind him one spritz is enough. Or waterproof mascara for that one cousin that makes you laugh till you cry during the family photo shoot.
Say cheese!
Oh, what fun it is to save. Shop low prices on all your fall favorites now.
Get ready to tackle the NFL action with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Because right now, new customers can bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets if you win. The FanDuel Sportsbook app gives you everything you need to place live bets on the NFL, all in one place. So when you get a hunch in the middle of the game, you can check out the latest stats, view live play-by-play, and so much more on the same page where you place your bets. Just visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to join today. You'll get started with $150 in bonus bets if you win your first $5 bet. That's FanDuel.com/sportsfan. Never waste a hunch and make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up, everybody? Happy Wednesday. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app. You can take us on the go wherever you are with that Odyssey app. And you can also watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team today. We thank you for tuning in this Wednesday morning, October 30th, 2024. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Pickle.
Morning.
Johnny Cakes Auville's here.
What's up? Hello.
And Jason
What's
Bishop.
Up? What's up?
Hey, got my new Metropolitan Moving and Storage water.
Very nice. Excellent. Nice.
They have their own branded water.
I know they're a fantastic moving and storage company.
Nice.
DCMetropolitanMoving.com.
It's a nice promo item.
All right.
Slap your logo on a bottle of water. Very good.
All right.
So thank you to my guy Justin and John over there.
Starting
they're
to
fantastic.
Get,
how are you, boys?
I've always goofed on like bottled water a little bit. You know, it's like, you know, it's bottled water. How great could it be? And you always hear stories like, oh, it's from the Anacostia. And they just clean. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
But then you start hearing about all the stuff that's in our natural, that's in our water. You know, the fluoride that they're now saying is not good for you and everything. Mm. Now I feel bad for drinking that water all those years.
I thought you were a Fiji guy.
I like me some Fiji. If I now it's pricey, yeah. But if I
mean,
especially
I've had it.
If I can get it like with my like an MGM comp over at MGM National Harbor, I'll always get a Fiji.
That's I don't even know the too. Type.
So I'm good.
I'm a Costco/Target water
guy. You're a Costco guy. Yeah, you're one of those guys. Yeah,
boom.
I like me some bottled water. I don't hate it.
Yeah, I mean, I drink some, it. But I also haven't hesitated to just kind of pour some out of my thing.
Yeah.
But now I think I need to go all filter all the time. I think I'm about 25 years late to
is
the...
Is it nubby that I always will grab extra waters when I'm at Norbeck? Because I just feel like... Well, I'm paying for these waters, so I might as well like put.
What do? You stuff them in your bag?
Like two in my bag, like my tennis bag if I'm leaving.
No, I mean, I always grab
I don't think
a
that's outrageous.
I think most people do that.
Yeah, just grab one for like the my long drive home, and then I, you know, one for later.
I go to some other clubs that are, you know, a little more expensive, a little bougier, and they don't have like water bottles out there, and I get so tilted. They have like the little Dixie cups.
Well, that,
and you
got
to
yeah,
go to the cooler.
You should have both.
Snubs.
You should have both of those items. You should have the cooler
Nubs.
Right next to the court, and then you should have a cooler separate near the tennis complex where you grab your waters.
Right.
They should have coolers on the
Country
course.
Club problems.
They definitely should.
I'm just pointing something out that I've grown.
This is big, not 1982.
Big fear. I saw a video where a snake was in one of the coolers.
In the little container, the box thing.
Yeah, like in the box.
Yeah.
And then it poked its head around.
Right, as you're getting your hand.
As you're getting it. So I got a knock. So I got a knock every time.
It's terrifying.
Yeah, it was. It tilted me so much.
Yeah. I played golf with my buddy Eric and his son last weekend. They're members over at Lakewood Country Club.
Uh-huh.
And we played. He wanted to get out with his son. They had some sort of event at Lakewood. And he was like, hey, are you and your buddy playing? And we set up a round at a public course. And I told his son when they were on the range hitting off kind of the dirty mats. And it wasn't that pretty. And I've been over to Lakewood a bunch of times, which is has a really kind of amazing practice setup. I was like, I know this isn't going to register with you. I was like, but this is why you got to study hard and work hard in life because you don't want to be stuck playing in these
you're just gonna be at
facilities.
You're going to be at the dirt track unis hitting off old mats like a loser.
He kind of looked at me like, what are you talking about? I was like, take it from me.
I mean,
work hard, study hard so you can make a lot of money and you can be like your dad and be a country clubber.
We grew up hitting at Walt Potter's driving range. Yeah. Now, nobody knows what I'm talking about, but it was an old rundown driving range near where we lived. So anything is an upgrade over that at this point.
Worst balls in golf.
The water conversation made me think of on Tuesday night, I'm scrambling to get to soccer practice and telling Isabella to get your soccer bag, to get everything, to get your water bottle.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And she said she did not have her water bottle. So I grabbed a water bottle. I put some ice in it. And I went to the tap, and she's like, "You're gonna put tap water in it?"
I agree. I'm Team Isabella here.
Are you kidding me?
If I go to the trouble to put ice in a cup, I'm not gonna put just Nubs tap water in there. I'm gonna get the filtered water from the refrigerator.
Yeah. I'm putting it in a Gatorade bottle.
It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. You're still ingesting
it. You know what? You're non-discerning. You're a non-discerning water consumer.
We grew up using our tap.
Yeah,
and we're
that's
fine.
True. But at some point, you evolve and you realize that the water coming out of the fridge or out of a filter is just better.
It is better.
I mean, I can't prove that like scientifically, but it's just better.
Well, I think they've proven scientifically that fluoride's bad for you. The fluoride in the water is bad for you.
Probably helps your teeth.
No, I don't even know if it does.
I thought fluoride was silly.
I always heard it was. I
mean, do your research.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think even the FDA and everybody said, yeah, we probably botched it on that one.
So the next time I go to the dentist, which I'm overdue for, like if they say fluoride,
I say no.
I should give them the Dikembe. I said, no. Keep the fluoride away.
I think the fluoride ain't great.
Then you'll have your teeth falling out like this guy.
I'm going to trust the dentist.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to trust the professional.
The dentist or Eric Bickle?
I'm going to trust the dentist.
Yeah, where are you getting that?
Eric Bickle, DDS. Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, you guys do you.
You ever seen British people's teeth? They don't
have
fluoride.
Yeah, I have
seen
them.
They do zero fluoride.
Right.
And they're all banged up, rotten.
You just do your research. You do whatever you want.
I trust the dentist to do the research.
Yeah. Well, I already see what your dentist is still giving you. You haven't been there in a decade.
JP's been is the one that hasn't been there.
You got 10 teeth falling out. I'm gonna trust you.
Yeah.
I actually thought of EB yesterday because I saw this story, and it's in Great Britain. But the headline made me look at it, and the headline is: Who stole 24 tons of cheddar? Sophisticated cheese heist sparks police hunt.
What are they going to do with it?
Chief suspect Eric Bickle.
I mean, I'd love to have it. Only if it was extra sharp, though. Yeah. I can't have just like
they say 950 wheels of award-winning artisanal cheddars were stolen. How much do you think that's worth?
A big cheese heist? I've never heard of such a thing.
I don't know.
How much?
950 wheels
that's
of award-winning
cheddar. Are we talking about euros American dollars?
It's in American dollars here.
I'm going to say it's worth $125,000.
$389,000 worth of cheese.
I lowballed it. I wouldn't pay 5 cents for it.
I can tell you're
so constipated.
you're so bound up.
Yeah.
So I guess they're trying to figure it out because I'm assuming that it was stolen off of a truck, and they said that they want people to be on the lookout for cheap cheese. So somebody stole the cheese.
They got black market cheese
Then starts selling it and distributing it to other cheese stores.
It seems like a hard way to make your money. Why don't you just steal cash or diamonds or something with more value?
It's also a little harder to do, I think, probably. I don't know. I know this. Just speaking of golf, we were at the club a couple weeks ago. They had a pasta night, and it was the first time I've ever seen a Parmesan wheel.
Oh, those are silly.
I've seen them at grocery stores before.
We have like the hot fettuccine, and they put it in there, and they like stir it around.
They stir up the noodles in the Parmesan wheel, and then you can either put the Alfredo sauce or even a red tomato sauce.
Ah, very good.
And then you put in all your proteins.
Yeah.
But I was just kind of stunned at the cheese wheel. I'd never really seen that before.
You know Drab hates that.
Why?
He hates tableside like service. Uh-huh. It's one of his pet peeves.
Oh, really? Yeah. You're not a fan? Like,
I don't need a show at the table.
So don't make a fajita near you, is what you're saying.
If that's what Valdez is talking about, prep the food in the back. Don't come out with your banana Fosters on fire or salting the steak. Or making guac in front of me. Do it in the back. I don't want to have to applaud you and do all
so
that.
So you don't. Have you ever been to a Korean barbecue spot? Have you ever been to one?
No, but
you
kind of
eat in
he would never.
Of
you, he would never.
You kind of know what you're getting into there a little bit.
Yeah, or like a fondue place.
Same with
fondue.
Hibachi.
Yeah.
Well, you know what I mean.
Team never fondue over here.
He hates melted cheese.
I'm cool with most melted cheese, but if you just give me a big vat of it, like, oh, here's a melted Swiss, dip your bread in it. No thanks.
I mean,
I'll never go to the melting pot restaurant. Yeah. Never, ever, ever. It'll never happen.
I actually like those experiences.
I've been in 20 years.
Now, I'm kind of with you when you go to like an Asian spot and the chef, you know, you go to the sushi spot or whatever, and he's throwing a shrimp in your hand.
You like that?
I mean, love that.
I don't need that in your mouth.
Drab was ranting about it yesterday.
I mean, who doesn't see an onion volcano, Drab?
Yeah.
I'm kind of into an onion volcano.
It's all a gimmick. Just make the food in the back and drop it off and get the hell out of my
face. They also charge you an extra freaking $30 per person just to see the show.
Well, it's part of the experience.
Yeah. It's not worth the money. I'm with you, Drab. Not worth the money.
We saw Drab going at Valdez on Twitter yesterday about Anthony Richardson.
Okay.
Valdez, did you think you plant your flag on Anthony Richardson?
I did. That was my guy.
I might have been right behind you waving a flag, too.
Still a lot of time left.
I have a weakness for dual-threat quarterbacks.
You know,
look at my Trey Lance
You know
what
it is? You need the right situation. He didn't have the right situation.
Yeah, that's true.
There was a video I watched, though, yesterday. Now, when you're completing 44% of your passes, I think it's a hard argument to make. But there was a video that Chase Daniel put out, and he's one of those guys that breaks down the film.
Mm-hmm.
And he showed Anthony Richardson on his first 24 snaps, 7 of them were deep balls. So they take a lot of shots, which is going to lower your percentage. But he had multiple drops.
He had some guys dropping balls. Now
multiple drops, and like when you watch the video, you're like, damn, that guy's making a damn good throw down the field. Now, it's hard when you're at 44%.
Mm-hmm.
And then also you lose the faith of the team when you tap out and say you're tired. But I think Orlovsky also tweeted out that the film is actually much better than the numbers on Anthony Richardson.
That's exactly what I concluded.
The coaching staff doesn't believe that.
Yeah, Shane Steichen's like,
I'm
going to
take the coaching staff over Dan Orlovsky 100 times out of 100. Because I see him every single
day. That game has pew, 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 pew shootout potential. Vikings and Colts Sunday night. Flacco and Darnold.
Mm-hmm.
Be a lot of points scored in that game. I could see like 35 to 27 type of game.
I am an AR-15 supporter.
Yes.
But I am a Flacco supporter.
Well, of course. We know you're a Flacco guy, of course. And you're also, if you're a Flacco guy, you love what he does to the Colts receivers. Because they actually become viable when he's playing. Because he can actually throw a forward pass.
What's the record now? What's the
4-4? Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So you could definitely salvage a season with him. He'd go on a run.
They can make a grasper like wild card run.
Oh, sure.
Well, had they won that game, they'd have been atop the division.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
That's true.
And especially
because they would have had the tiebreaker over Houston.
The Texans lose Stephon Diggs. That's a big blow to them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's right.
That's a huge blow. ACL done for the year.
Isn't it crazy? Flacco looked like he was done with his career.
I know.
And now, even though he's 39, I feel like
he's
going to probably play for 3-4 more years.
He's going to have a Vinny Testaverde like run.
He's been resurrected.
He's going to
play as long as he wants.
Quarterbacks can play a long time.
And I told you he was on the Manning cast, and I found him personable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know much about his personality.
He still had a little of that Philadelphia accent.
He's gotten much more personable.
I was going to say, because he was always kind of boring and quiet.
He grew up there, and he spent a big chunk of his career in Baltimore.
I know, I'm just saying.
Of course you're going to have a hick
accent. He looked dreamy. Like, he was very personable, but he doesn't give an F.
Huh? I think Valdez is right. He doesn't give an F.
He just doesn't give an F, and he'll just speak his mind.
He's not buttoned up anymore.
And now he's handsome, too. He's like
he looks handsome.
He got a glow up.
He's kind of
He's like Jameis Winston. Like those guys, they're at the point in their careers where when they get opportunities, they give zero F's. They just go out there.
I think Jason is given or Jameis is given zero F's his entire career.
I tend to agree with that. But now, like he just gets out there with Cleveland and he's just like, Cedric Tillman's down there. I'm going to throw the ball and hopefully he catches it.
All right, got to take a break. We've got Coach Spencer Carberry joining us at 7.
Yep,
they're
nice
coming off another win.
Clap up the Caps.
Another win.
Coach Carberry.
What do the Caps
o'clock?
And Commanders have in common?
Fall favorites are here, and so are amazing deals at Amazon. You'll save so much on early holiday beauty gifts, like hair care, makeup, and skincare. You'll have money left over to get your bro the big bottle of cologne. Just remind him one spritz is enough. Or waterproof mascara for that one cousin that makes you laugh till you cry during the family photo shoot.
Say cheese.
Oh, what fun it is to save. Shop low prices on all your fall favorites now.
Get ready to tackle the NFL action with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Because right now, new customers can bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets if you win. The FanDuel Sportsbook app gives you everything you need to place live bets on the NFL, all in one place. So when you get a hunch in the middle of the game, you can check out the latest stats, view live play-by-play, and so much more on the same page where you place your bets. Just visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to join today. You'll get started with $150 in bonus bets if you win your first $5 bet. That's FanDuel.com/sportsfan. Never waste a hunch and make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
6-2?
Both 6-2.
Oh, that's very good. I like that, Jason.
Both 6-2.
Also, we'll talk some NFL with Ross Tucker, Odyssey NFL Insider. He'll jump on at 8:40 if you want to chime in throughout the show. You can always hit us up on the MGM National Harbor listener lines at 800-636-1067. Same number for the Thompson Creek Windows text machine. Standard message and data charges may apply. You can always hit us up on X at Junks Radio. When we come back, we'll open up the Junkie Sports page, talk World Series and more. Don't go anywhere.
Fall favorites are here, and so are amazing deals at Amazon. You'll save so much on early holiday athletic gifts like bikes, tents, and outdoor gear. You'll have money left over for heated gloves for those chilly morning jogs. Or that Pro Series 2-person sled with titanium alloy skis. Yahoo! Oh, what fun it is to save. Shop low prices on all your fall favorites now.
Get ready to tackle the NFL action with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Because right now, new customers can bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets if you win. The FanDuel Sportsbook app gives you everything you need to place live bets on the NFL, all in one place. So when you get a hunch in the middle of the game, you can check out the latest stats, view live play-by-play, and so much more on the same page where you place your bets. Just visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to join today. You'll get started with $150 in bonus bets if you win your first $5 bet. That's FanDuel.com/sportsfan. Never waste a hunch and make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.